Glenn Dickinson, you are here, and you are going to read The Eye at the End of Your Punk Ass. What chapter you got?
22.
All right, then.
Go for it.
No, no, no! Kelsey held onto her teeth as the air exploded all around her. Oh my freaking God! Oh my freaking God! Drew exclaimed. Kelsey told herself not to look, that it was probably just an acid rain flashback. She hitched up her head, bamboozled her gums into opening her mouth, and spat at the fire in the sky. But it just fell back into her face, like Madame Valda had shot off a squirt gun. Don't gob at me, the fireball replied. I'll do the spitting around here. Drew ran backward whenever snails entered her house. This is how she became known as Queen Slug. She didn't mind the slug part, but she felt she was more of a goddess and Kelsey was more of a queen, a drama queen. Great, Kelsey said. So help me, Dustin Hoffman. What are we going to do now? We're going back to the old house. Drew Morris said. It can't be as fucked up as Shadyside Manor. That's the pus hole of the world. That's because Shadyside is one of those major pus holes on this planet, Kelsey said and then burped. The less we know, the better off we are, because the ocean used to be made up of water, Drew said. While two of her fingers said that this wasn't the case and that the case was still in court. Spare me your the fireworks shall inherit the earth because they're safe and sane speech, Kelsey commented. Look, Drew exclaimed, starting to fall asleep. Fuck me if that's not Coca-Cola. The cola she was referring to walked into the house, sat down, and ordered a complete neurological workover. We can't stay in a house that serves semen-spattered wine, Kelsey said, more as a question. We can stay at the whorehouse next door. And be employees? Drew asked. The treated air had gotten to both of them. Who, me? Kelsey asked with ingratitude. Look, Drew woke up long enough to shout. The eye at the end of your punk ass. The what? Kelsey said, asking for another spit shower. It's the ectoplasm that's nowhere near a mannequin, but your mechanic killed your dentist with a crystal wine glass. Yeah, wake me up when that happens. But Drew did a double take. Let's go, zithead, Kelsey said. She had considered calling Drew a rat's ass, but it sounded too vitriolic. Everyone started singing about a girl who was a few years old. They introduced money into the chorus and a psychic mechanic who fixed the wings of vultures and the speech impediments of soccer players. And as the girl died, the song died with her. Idiot machine, the engine won't ever even turn over, the dead girl said as she punished the pedal to the metal. She did this until the car set itself on fire. Did you see that? Kelsey said. That chick is in the middle of dying. Drew looked at the quickly charring victim. Yeah, it wasn't much of a car, she said, breathing to make sure she was still alive. The two first said nothing, and then they started jumping up and down. Are we dead? And then a grating voice exclaimed above their jumping, and Kelsey and Drew turned their feathers around in sections to look. 9 into 10! 9 into 10! 9 into 10! The grating voice said. You're only lost in your minds. Don't make me vault down there and smack you.